God bless you and greetings to you today in the wonderful name of our living Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to share something with you today on the subject of the synchronized life. Whatever a person believes is directly reflected in what he confesses. What a person confesses in his innermost being is what he brings into manifestation into his life. This is a law that works with a mathematical exactness and a scientific precision for saint and sinner alike. If a person goes through life confessing that he has great need, he will definitely have great need. If he confesses sickness, he will continue to be sick and afflicted because of the law that what one believes in the depth of his soul absolutely appears in his life. The synchronized life is simply stated by this formula. Confession of belief yields receipt of confession. If you confess with your mouth at the same time that you confess in your heart, what the word says, you will have power. Your prayers will be answered as you apply these keys in your life by your action. Thus, the abundant resources of heaven are made available to you. But likewise, if you simultaneously confess with your mouth and heart the negatives of this world, you will manifest these crippling negatives. If you confess Christ as the Lord in your life, your confession is a reality to you. In your heart you know He is Lord because you believe God has raised Him from the dead. When you confess that you are a new creature in Christ, old things pass away and all things become new according to your confession. If you confess that you're a son of God, and the Bible says that you're a son, then you are a son of God. If your confession is that you're an heir of the Father, then everything that the Father has becomes yours, because you are confessing exactly what the Word says. The Word declares that the devil both was and is defeated. It stipulates he has no legal rights over the Christian. If Satan has no legal power over the Christian, why do you want to confess that he has power over you? Every time you make a negative confession, you are contradicting God's word. If the devil's power is defeated as it is, then his power cannot touch you when you believe. The word that teaches the greatness of this is the Bible, but you must confess that you know the power of God in your life. You must confess what God says in his word, and then the word becomes a reality in your life. Whenever you dare to confess that you are what the Word says you are, and act on what the Word teaches, you will find that your prayers are answered. So long as I cannot get my mouth and my heart coordinated in the same point that is confirmed by the Word, I have no power with God. But when I confess that God does not answer my prayer, that He does not like me, that I have a sickness because God gave it to me, or that I'm bound by something evil because it's God's will for me to be thus disciplined in life, or that I must suffer for the glory of God, then I am not saying what the Word says, and I will bring into evidence in my life the result of my confession. Psalm 18 contains a beautiful simile, which illustrates how we are to get our minds and actions coordinated. It says, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. A hind is a mother deer, D-E-E-R, one of the most sure-footed animals in the world. When she goes up the side of a mountain with her young following her, she takes her back feet and places them exactly where her front feet were first placed to test for loose stones on the slope. If she did not test that rocky incline with her front feet, the loose stones would cause her to slip and fall down into the ravine below. This exact tracking means life both to the hind and her young. He maketh my feet like hind's feet. He maketh them. That is, He makes it so that I may learn to walk by the word, so that my hind feet will track with my front feet representing the word. Thus, where the word has set its feet, there also will I put my feet. If you stand upon the word of God and you confess that word, you become what the Word of God says. This, my friend, is the synchronized life. Romans tells us how dear and how powerful God's children are. Listen to Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh, no. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am not just saying this. God said it. Do you believe God's word? He said you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you. And Romans 8:38 says, for I am persuaded. Persuaded means to be convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the declared, confirmed word of God. When you begin to confess that word, it becomes a reality in your life. Until that time, you will be defeated by satanic principles and powers on every hand because of your confession. Know the word, confess the word, and act upon the word. That is what is meant by a synchronized life. Determine now that you will never again make a negative confession. Learn what and how to confess. Confess from the heart, with your mouth, what has been confirmed by the word. Confess what the Bible says you are, not what you think you are, not what your next door neighbor says you are, not what your best friends may say you are. Hold fast to what the word of God says you are. The word says we have been delivered from the powers of darkness, from Satan, from evil, and from wrong. Listen to Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into his kingdom by the work of his dear Son. Listen to this literal translation according to usage. This is from both the Esquilo Aramaic and Greek text, very literal. Listen. Who hath rescued us out from among the exercised or operative influence of darkness, and separated us, bringing us as citizens into his kingdom by the work of his dear Son. Isn't that fantastic? The next time evil or negatives come into your mind, immediately declare the word and say, I confess that I've been delivered from the power of darkness by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep saying this and soon it will be a reality in your life. If you have been translated in the kingdom of God by the work of his dear Son, then you're not in the kingdom of the devil. Do you think you can be in the kingdom of God and the devil at the same time? He has delivered us from the power of darkness and we are in the kingdom of God. People think they must strive to become good before God will bless them. I assure you that God will never bless you because of your goodness, but rather because of your believing. How do you get rid of darkness in the room? The darkness is gone as quickly as the light comes. So when we allow the light of the word to come into our lives, the darkness is dispelled. There is nothing in the word that says anything about our feelings. It says believe. All that God has given comes to you by believing, without respect to how good or how bad you are. That is love. That is what Christ came to bring. As we act on the promises of God, they become real to us and are evidenced in our lives, and we have the synchronized confession. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day for all of our people, and I bless them this day in the wonderful name of our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.